time schedule. So let me just get back to the Kala Olal Yibin Olal Chalitza for just a couple of minutes. So first of all, I just wanted to make the Ha'ara that... did I forget to bring it? Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. But Natan just reminded me that I neglected to mention when we were talking about Matzu Bishasso, the other example in the Rambam, we saw quite a few of them, where the Rambam emphasizes Nises, instead of Erisin or Kiddushin. And that, of course, is the Rambam that we saw earlier in the year, and I think I made allusion to it then. But it should be repeated again in Perek Aleph, what is it, Halacha Zion or so, when the Rambam counts all the Isurim in the end of Perek Aleph. So he says, Kol she'asar b'yaso b'torah v'lochi av'alav karis hen nikroim yisurei lavin. Right, v'od nikroim yisurei k'dusha b'tishahe. So it's Almano l'koin gadol, grusha zona chalala, right, Ben the Kohen Gadol, Ben the Kohen Hedjot, Mamzeres, the Ben Yisrael, Ben Bas Yisrael Mamzer, Bas Yisrael Amonim Mayabi, Bas Yisrael Psuadako, Krushavcha, and then it says, Ugrushaso Achar Shenises. So that's again, like the other ones that we saw in, Hosibom and Yisribia, and so on, and Sefer Mitzvos. So again, the more you see them, the more, likely it is. It should also be noted that here, in general, the Rambam doesn't go into any detail. He talks about the Isurim. First, he doesn't talk about the Malkios, but he talks about the Isurei Bia, not Isurei Lekuchim Bia, and so on, because he's speaking, I think, more in terms of the Mechaibim. So that's something I wanted to mention.
And he doesn't have Sota.
What's that?
And he doesn't have Sota.
And he omits Sota. That's the other one, which I think is also consistent with Hilchos Sanhedrin and ubichlal lavzeh, and especially if there's no malchus. But even if there is malchus, I was suggesting that, and again, he doesn't have it in Sefer Mitzvos, and so on, and in terms of the Koteret also. So all of that is consistent with his both the language of Nisa, both points that we made. Correct. So thank you on that point. Okay, so again, our time is almost up. I'm sorry, I did, I want to say a few words, but got a little carried away. So so let's talk. We were talking about the criterion of Kol Olal Yibam Olal Chalitza, Kol She'en Olal Yibam in Olal Chalitza, and again, the extent to which that's the default rule and how comprehensive it is, right? Or how does that stack up with, either the equivalent of Rav Gidel, you could call it, or the Svara that would replace a Rav Gidel, etc. So again, if Rav Gidel, Lemaskana doesn't exist, and every case of Chalitza, B'makom She'en Yibam is only Durabanan, which is a possibility. Again, it sounds that way from like the Ramah, it sounds a little that way from Rashi, and so on. So if that's the case, then of course there's nothing. Then on the contrary, Kol Olal Yibam is king, and even Ase Velo Sase would only be that's like the most explicit one. That would only be a din d'rabbanan that there is chalitza, and that would be fine. In the opposite direction, if you didn't want to say everything was d'rabbanan, as we noted. If you thought that practically, or that in every case where there is chalitza, it was also true that even though there would be an isur yibum doraisa, that nonetheless, im avar v'yibem, it would be kana v'di'eved, or at least b'miktas, right? Which might include the Rambam's Naseh V'lav on the miktas part, but that was, of course, some of the Achronim suggested that. That was the Karen Ora's Ha'ara. So if that were really true, that in every case, and again, what about our Gemara and Nafkaf and so on and so forth? That would be, no, that's all within when the Gemara thought it was, Rav Gidel or whatever. But no, otherwise, or at least, in all cases where there's Chalitza, you know, b'di'eved im avar v'yibeim, it would be kana. So, you know, that wouldn't completely negate, you know, any problems, but that would be like we'll call it an augmented, you know, or a qualified reformulation, but still of an absolute, you know, principle of kala ol yibo mo lechalitza kol sheino ol yibo mo lechalitza, you know, with the adjustment being that, you know, when we say kola ola, you know, kol she'ena ola liyibum, right, what we mean by that, you know, is not when it's asur, but when it's not, you know, chal, you know, at all. So either of those positions would save kola ola liyibum, you know, as an absolute or practically as an absolute. Anyways. In between those, though, so if you don't take either of those extremes, so then the question is, you know, do you need Rav Gidel? Is it a svara, even without Rav Gidel? And what, you know, either what is the parameter of the Gzeres HaKas of Rav Gidel, or the Gili Milsa Rav Gidel, or of the svara? And here, of course, you know, there is a range. So, you know, you could have said, you know, the Zika idea, meaning one very clear way to draw the line is to say, you know, that whenever there is Zika, you know, there is, I'm sorry, whenever there's no Zika, you know, there is the principle of, you know, kola ola. And whenever there is Zika, but there's some, any other, let's say, impediment other than Zika, you know, there will always be chalitza. And especially that would make sense if you took the position, you know, that there's no inherent connection between Yibum and Chalitza, you know, per se. It's that, it's the common denominator, you know, that's meant by the principle. So it wouldn't be so much like, oh, there are a few exceptions to Kola Ola. It would be that Kola Ola, you know, is not a din in Yibum and Chalitza. It's a din in the common denominator. And when you don't have that, you don't have it. Now, you'd still have to try to figure out, like, when is there no Zika, such that, you know, they're equal, and when is there a Zika, and then you separate. And there, that opens up a whole different, you know, discussion. Like, what is the, most particularly, what is the relationship between, you know, the criterion of Tfisas Kiddushin, right, and the application of Zika. And that's something we've seen already that goes, like, in both directions. Like, we've encountered situations where it appears like there could be Zika, right? Looks like you're getting ready to spring training, is that? What? What? I mean, the Mets could for sure use you. But don't tell your grandfather I said that. I'm going to get in trouble. So then, you know, we've seen that that the Zika should depend on Tfisas Kiddushin is very logical. But we've also seen in both directions, you know, at least in Shaklavatarya's, if not in actual Shitos, that, you know, it can go in both directions. There can be situations where there is certainly Tfisas Kiddushin, you know, and yet it doesn't seem like there is Zika Liyibon. And the opposite, you know, that again, that would be like, you know, things like if that was the case in Chayvei Lavin, or at least in very specialist Chayvei Lavin, like Sota Vadai, you know, or things of that sort, where, you know, again, it's Kedushin Bichal. Again, Hava Mita the Gemara of Chayvei, regular Chayvei Lavin for sure, but even Sota Vadai, you know, from a Ke'erva, if we were going to say that. And yet we're saying, you know, that is, you know, a Zika problem that affects also Chalitza. And then, of course, in the opposite direction, you know, in terms of, you know, Chai Bekrisus, both, you know, the Hava Mina Basi Dokalos Asesha Kakares, as well as, you know, the line in the Gemara right here, when the Gemara said, like, you know, maybe, you know, Rav Gidel, you know, is referring actually to Chai Bekrisus, right? And maybe, you know, they're the ones that have chalitza and not Yibum. So again, it's hard to know whether that means that there is Zika, you know, Le'Yibum, even though there's no Zika Le'Kiddushin, or there's no Zika, you know, and still there's chalitza. Anyway, we had some other, you know, manifestations of that as well. So these are some of, like, the bigger, you know, extremes. But certainly the idea of there being, you know, of Zika being the idea, but then there being a separate argument about what constitutes Zika, that is a fruitful area. Then the other possible area is the idea that there are two Zikas, a Zika for Yibum and a Zika for Chalitza. Then you're not even dependent. But then you have to try to figure out, you know, what is the, you know, bottom line, you know, about this, you know, category of Zika l'chalitza, that is different than, presumably different than Zika l'yibum, and I think we've seen that as well. So what I want to spend a couple of minutes on is just, you know, to clarify a couple of the specific shitos, and then we'll try to finish up with the rest of them. So when it came to the Ramban and the Rajba on Beis Amud Aleph, you know, in the Tanai question, you know, we could really, I think, identify like part of this question. This is hard to pin it down completely, right? I mean, the Ramban and Ramban was mistapik, right? In the case of Tanai of Eish Hashish, you know, whether or not there would be chalitza or not, and ultimately came to the set of Dvarim Tzrichim Talmud, if you remember. Right, and then he finally came to the conclusion, you know, that even though he himself characterizes the problem, I mean, the impediment, the obstacle, you know, on one level to be Tznai B'Alma, and certainly doesn't think that there's any kind of shame, erva of Eish Hashish, right, he's very clear about that, unlike the Balei Tosis, who play with that idea. Nonetheless, the Ramban's conclusion, after, you know, weighing it, was that we should apply the principle of kol ola l'yibum, ola l'chalitza kol she'eno l'yibum, eno l'chalitza. And therefore, even in the Tanai B'Alma case, there would be no chalitza. That was the Ramban's conclusion. And the question that we were left with was, like, why is that any different than Einase Docha Lo Tase Biase, which Bepashtus, you know, is splitting Chalitza and Yibo, right? So we didn't answer that question then, and I think we said we were going to wait till we see, you know, more later. But this, of course, already, you know, implies that, you know, there are some Rishonim who have a more subtle view, right? Because, you know, as we noted, there's, you know, ase do chalos ase biase, you know, part of the charm of it would be that there is, you know, tvisas kiddushin. In the case of, you know, a woman who, you know, would be an Eish Hashish, you know, if you were to go ahead with the Yibum, but right now she's not an Erva, you know, so, like, if you ask, like, is it Tvisas Kedushin? The answer is, abstractly, there's Tvisas. She's a Grusha. Right. So it's hard to say that there's no Zika, you know, in that case, especially vis-a-vis, you know, Tsaros, which is what, you know, everybody originally was thinking about. So the Ramban doesn't think it's a Tsaros, you know, problem at all. So obviously he doesn't think that there's no Zika, and that his own horror that it's tied the Alma. So what does he do about Ase Velav? And especially in light of the Rajba, you know, who was so much more, you know, definitive about the whole thing, right? Even though in the end, out of respect for the Ramban, right, he said that he's not going to pass in against Ramban. At least he said Bim Mekomo. I'm not sure what Bim Mekomo meant. Did he mean, you know, in where he lives, you know, literally? Or did he mean, you know, as long as it was in Eruv, you know, the Ramban was still alive. But whatever it is, but the Ramban, at least intellectually, was very clear that in his opinion, in this case, it warrants chalitza. The only thing we weren't sure about was he equating it with ase v'lav, or was he saying that it's even more obvious, you know, than ase v'lav? Or if we had three cases in the Rajba, right, ase v'lav, noderes, and tnai, like, you know, how does that fit into the hierarchy? It sounds like what he was saying was that tnai is really obvious, because that's just, you know, davar acher gorem, you know, alone, right? And then he was comparing that to noderes, you know, even though noderes is an asein alav. And then there's a little bit of a question, you know, is he saying, and this is what some achronim ask, is he saying that by extension, since noderes is an asein alav, and he's calling it, you know, davar acher gorem, is he saying that like amana nesua lekoin gadol is davar acher gorem? So if you remember, the Avnei Miluim basically said, yes, that's what he's saying. No problem. And the other achronim he mentioned said, no, maybe there's a hierarchy. And on the Drabanan question, like when the Rajba considers the possibility, you know, that sometimes when the Gemara says chalitza, not in the context of safek, where it seems to be Doraisa, that it really means Drabanan, right? So again, there was some Girsa question in the Tshuva Sarajba, if you recall, about the relationship between Noderes and Amara Lekoin Gadol, Nesua, meaning the Asay and the Lab. I know we discussed all this. Okay. So what I wanted to do now, I just a couple more minutes, get this part done, is talk about the Ramban and a little bit the Rajba on Meuberes. So just, Sam, if you want to just get the Gemara for us for a minute. What's the story about Mu'uberes? Because there the Ramban does make very specific mention of Ase Balav, and also his formulation, especially in light of everything we just discussed succinctly, you know, kind of emerges in a very, you know, clear way. What's the background of Mu'uberes? What? Yeah, just quickly, if you don't mind, just to get us to speed. With much of Kayama, right? Yeah. So what is this? You have a situation of a muberes or benimtzes muberes, right? And the problem is you don't know what's going to happen if she gives birth. Right, as we discussed this a little bit before, right? When we talked about Hotra and Dechuya, we talked about this, right, with the Tosas and the Deo that the Ramban quotes, which is even more extreme than Tosas, right, and the Ramban himself, which we'll get back to. That's important for us a little bit here also. And that is like, it's an interesting, we also had discussed Muberes in the context of the Rush, right, on Nida, which we still have to get back to, the 2 days of the Rush. If you hold that Nida is not Nasra, but that temporarily there's no Yibum, is there temporarily Chalitza even when there's temporarily no Yibum, right? So he was also making a comparison to Muberes. So we had Muberes discussion twice, and we already pointed out that it's a very tricky case, right? Because, you know, what the Mishnah says is on some level, right, it depends on how the whole thing unfolds, right? Namely, you could have thought that if she's a muberes, that the halacha would have a strict view one way or another, right? Meaning, if you were asking, like, you know, uben einlo, so you could have said, in theory, you know, that uben einlo, you know, means right now, even if she's a muberes, and even if she gives birth, and even if she knows me. Even if we know she's going to give birth, and Kol Shekin, if we don't know she's going to give birth, then at the end of the day, you know, her status, I mentioned the question of, capital punishment, and, you know, a person's a muberes, like, when, you know, I mean, it's an objective, you know, massive, you know, human and also a contemporary question, like when do you say uber yerachimo, you know, when is an uber an ubar, when is an uber a potential life, when is an ubar like a child waiting to be born, right? These are partly the questions. So you could have said, again, I'm not going to go into this right now, but you could have thought, you could have said one of two extreme things. You could have said, well, this is not, you know, ben ein lo, or this, I'm sorry, this is ben ein lo, because right now, ben ein lo. And then maybe even if she gives birth, you know, it doesn't make so much sense, but I mean, you could have said it formally. Or you could have said the opposite, you know, that ben ein lo, you know, but if she's a uberes, you know, so that's ben yesh lo. Then partly this is the discussion of the Gemara about when you say ayin alav, and what that means, right? So you could have thought that partially this is like a part of that bigger, you know, uber yarachimo, uber, you know, as a child, as an entity, as a potential entity, part of the whole, that question. And, you know, you could have made a case one way or another. But the way it shakes out in the Mishnah, which is certainly very logical, you know, on one level, is that what? That in the end of the day, it depends if there's a vlad shel kayam. So if there's a vlad shel kayama, then there's no yibum. And if there's not a vlad shel kayama, then there will be yibum. That isn't so obvious, but that's certainly an understandable. So now the question is, fine, but you know, what do you do in the interim? Since it's by definition, you know, unresolved, right? So you could have. He still could have said, oh, this is like a suffix, you know, like a soft suffix, he could have said. Like, we just don't know. So, you know, of course you should refrain from doing anything. But if it's a soft suffix, then by soft suffix, I mean, you know, you're just playing the scenarios, you know, and you just don't know. So you just should be taking chances, that kind of a suffix. You know, so, you know, you should refrain from doing anything. But if you end up doing something, then, you know, igloin del salama freya, that the legality or the validity of what you're doing, you know, is going to depend on how the suffix resolves itself. Right? So if you were miyabim or cholates, you know, under those circumstances, you know, the gibam and the chalitza will be chal, let's say, you know, if it turns out that there was an afil, that she doesn't give birth. Or no, it's more like a hard suffix. I mean, there's a status of mu'beres, and it's by definition, you know, a status or question mark. You know, and therefore what? What would that be? So that would be eshasach. That's where you get into the Tosis problem. I mean, he wouldn't be allowed to do yibum or chalitza. So according to that view. So that would be like Eshesach, or there would be something in between, right? I mean, it's not Eshesach, but you're also not allowed, you know, to be Miyabim. Can you be Choletz if you can't be Miyabim? And does that depend on Kola Ola? Right, so that's like the background of all of this, right? So the more you look at this, you know, as a harder suffix, what I'm calling a harder suffix, right, the more, you know, this becomes like an interesting problem for Yibum and Chalitza. Okay, go ahead, just go quickly. So basically the Mishnah is just telling you that it depends on how it unfolds, correct? Yeah, so Rabbi Yochanan is taking the view either that this is a kind of a soft suffix, right, and therefore if it turns out, right, Sam? That what? If it turns out that there is Zika, then the Yibam and the Chalitza, the Mafreya, will be good as well. Now that could be either be because it's a soft suffix, or it could still be a hard suffix, just that that's, you know, there's no Eshesach, maybe. And therefore, you know, either way, that's the Yibam and the Chalitza is going to work. Even if on other dinim, it isn't just, you know, it's a status, not just an unknown, right? Okay. But Reish Lakish. Oh. So that, of course, means even if it goy milsal mafreya, right? Bishaito, right? Again, is it Eishas Ach or is it, you know, Uberes, whatever it is? Right? There's no Yibum and there's no Chalitza. So the Gemara here ties them both together. B'mai kamiflagi. What does that mean? Im yavo elio. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying, you know, if you knew, like if you knew how it was going to unfold, right, then would there be a problem? That sounds like a soft, suffake idea, because if it's, you know, otherwise, maybe, first of all, how do you know that if Elio would be killed? First of all, maybe if Elio would tell you, it would be a vadai. I don't know. So then it wouldn't be a suffix, by definition. But maybe a suffix is always a hard suffix, even if you know, even if it's a kamishmaya galya, but maybe you need to know it, especially in Yibum. Moreover, maybe it isn't, like, how does he even know that? Okay, it's curious, but okay. Reish Lakish Amar. With base, which might be what he said, one of those things. It's a fascinating Shagavataria. Right. Okay. Ibai Seima, cross. So that's very interesting, because again, you're not saying that in the strictest way, because, you know, if, you know, there is a child, you know, then, so what he means is, ben ain lo v'haleisla, I mean, the way it turns out, meaning the mafreya, it doesn't mean it in bishaito, Reish Lakish savar, yeah, and that he probably means, you know, right, even if, he has to mean, even if l'mafreya, it turns out, you know, that there was no child, but the state of being a milberes, for the same reason probably that the svara, you know, that doesn't work lema freya, is that, you know, this is a status. Ayin olav, meaning right now, there's a potential child. So that's like a status in its own right. Okay, go ahead. Stop in a few minutes. Bishlam is the okay. You can draw me. Yeah. Okay. Okay, then the Gemara keeps going. What does this have to do with? You can get to the question of splitting them. You have here, or is it Abaya? Amar Abaya? Whether it could be mechalik between the Yibam and Chalitza, right? Amar Abaya, bebiya kulam lo pligi. Dilo Patra. Is that a logical position? So this is an interesting point, right? From a, if it was bidin safek, like safek krisus or something like that, right? Certainly it would make sense to be mechalik per se between yibum and chalitza, right? Let's say it wasn't midin safek. Could it still be different, like in terms of the status of Muberis itself? Especially if it turns out okay, lemafreya. I mean, like the hard suffix. I'm saying as a suffix, like, you know, of how it's going to end up, that certainly makes sense. Correct? As a, you know, more of a, like a fundamental, you know, there's no shame, you know, yibum bizman shiye suffix. Would it have to be that way in terms of chalitza? Not necessarily, right? Because it could be that yibum and chalitza operate, you know, in very different ways. To use a language of, you know, again, of some of those we showed them earlier in the year, you know, if one is a makarev and one is a merachek, there might be a difference between a makarev and a merachek, you know, b'mokom, you know, suffek, you know, which adayin, you know, lo, you know, niftar, right? Maybe you could be merachek l'mafreya, and you can't be makarev l'mafreya. That would be a fundamental point, not just because of the chashash, you know, of the Iser Eshesach. Okay, this is something you can think about. Okay, that's the Gemara's suggestion. Go ahead. This is the other view, right? Resh Lakish Savar. Yeah. Okay. So Rava said to Abaye, Manifshach. So does that make sense? Sure, of course. I mean, it's harder to make the chiluk, you know, than it is to... But it's interesting, right? Is he saying that, you know, because they're the same and the common denominator is the same? Or is he saying, you know, I... in principle, understand why you would be mechalek either from a onesh safek point of view or even from a makarev and merachek point of view between the two. However, there's another problem here, and that is kol ola. Go ahead. Yeah. Okay. Ella, and then Rava goes on, correct? So what I'm saying is, when the Gemara proposed this distinction, and they opposed it because of Kola Ola, I think that there are two, once again, there are two ways to understand the Gemara. Okay? One is that, you know, it's a causal relationship. The other is it's a common denominator, you know, relationship. Correct? Okay. Either way, we'll just finish up for now with discussing this. So what is the Ramban troubled by? Did you get a chance to see it? Oh, you didn't see it yet. Okay. David saw it?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
It's on EB. Your master EB.
Yeah, yeah. Correct. That is the one. Yeah. EBS Muberes Shmabia Chalitzas Muberes Shmachalitza. Go ahead.
Here's the Imishum Isser Sveika. Kevin Shavar Baura, I might wonder if Sarah. Right. He's
what is he saying? Maybe there's an Isur Misafek,
yes.
A Torah Safek.
So the answer of the Gemara, I mean, what Rav is saying is it can't be the case because then why would there be a Tzar? Why would a Tzar be a Tzar?
Okay, good. Now, so here comes, this is the key. Right? That point was that point. Now, this, like, if, you know, if I had to write the Ramban, I would say this would be the drum roll question, like being Tomar, right? He just says Viafogav. Ramban was like a much more low key. You know, he wasn't looking for drama. You know, like some people are. Right? He was way more refined. So he's saying, "Gav Yafal Gav," like to take it in stride.
Yafal Gav the Ika Chayve Lavin Vesei Shimbolu Kav Betzriach Chalitza.
Meaning, now he's asking the question: Why do we say Kola Ola? In Muberes, right? And we're not saying Kola Ola in Ase Velav. And that's why he adds the words She'imbalu, right? Lo Konu, because he read the Gemara Kepashas. He didn't think that changed, you know, in the Maskana like some of the Achronim do. Correct? So he's saying it's in balu lo kanu. Why is he adding that? Because that proves that it's a real in ola liyibon, not a Karenora type of amendment, being obviously, you know, anachronistic here, right? Meaning this is a chai v'lavin v'asei, but the yibum exclusion is absolute, right? So how can that be an exception to kol ha'ola? Why is that more of an exception to kol ha'ola than mu'uberes, right? Right, it's tzricha chalitza.
Whoa!
V'rachmana rabinu. So first of all, there's a lot to say here, right? That's why I said we have to be patient. What is there to say? This is the phrase that we associate with
the Rashba.
The Rashba got it from the Ramban, right? Just that he, you know, popularized it and expanded it, you know, in a very significant way. I mean, he has Isur Dover Acher Gorem Law for Tanai, for Noderes, right? And we're not sure about Asei V'Lav, actually. It's not so clear. Again, the Avnei Miluim said, yeah, probably, but he doesn't say it.
The Tshuva, doesn't he call it Erva?
What?
The Tshuva, he calls it Erva, isn't that? The
Tshuva's
Arashba. He calls it Erva.
He calls Asei V'Lav.
Yeah,
that sounds a little different than Isur Acher Gorem Law. I'm saying the Avnei Miluim said, that's what Asei V'Lav is too. Not so simple. That's why we thought that the Rashba had a hierarchy. There's Asei V'Lav, right? Then there's Noderes, or the different types of Asei V'Lav, maybe Aman and Nesu'a L'Kohen Gadol. Then there's Noderes. Then there's Tanai. But let's also remember that the Rashba, right, Tani, used that expression, Isur Acher Gorem Law, even in a much more questionable not for the same reason, but even in a much more questionable application. Correct? No? Isn't that the phrase that he uses? And Avchav. What? Sotavadai. Remember that which is a little tamua. When the Rishonim, you know, asked on Sota Davchav, I'm sorry, Sota, and Avchav, like, why don't we mention, you know, Tsaras, Sota, and Matzur Grushaso, right, in the Gemara, instead of Ba'ilanis, right? So we have the answers, very subtle answers, you know, Maisa Erva, Gabra Erva, you know, it is Nichlal, a range of answers. But the Rashba had the most, you know, far-reaching formulation. Well, he said that, like, Sota Vadai, you know, is just Isur Acher Gorem Law, which is pretty wild because it's Tuma Ke'erba, right? But what he meant, obviously, by it is, it's Chai V'Lavin, there's Tfisas Kedushin, there's no problem between the Yavam and the Yavama. This is just a leftover from the toxic relationship between, you know, the Baal and the Isha. So he thought even that was Isur Acher Gorem Law. Ramban didn't. But the Ramban, actually, as far as I know, is the one who's introducing this concept, the Yisodav Acher Gorem Law, and he's introducing it in the classic, you know, again, this is a good support for the Avnei Miluim, but I don't know for the Rashba, you know, so much, but the idea that, like, Aseh Dochalos Aseh, Ena Aseh Dochalos Aseh V'Yaseh, there's Chalitza, because it's Isur Acher, you know, Gorem Law. The problem is this Isur Acher, you know, Gorem Law, and as opposed to what? As opposed to Me'uberes. Ah, okay, keep going. Whoa. So is it first of all hard suffix or soft suffix? What?
I'm not totally sure what those terms mean.
Even though I explained it.
Yeah.
Okay. When I say hard stuff, what I mean is, like, it's a being a suffix is a status already. It's not just that you don't know the resolution. Like, it's either this or that. We just don't know.
Yeah.
when I say hard suffix, what I mean is, like, you know, sometimes a suffix is a status.
Like suffix.
You know, being a suffix, you know, ben or ain ben, like a muberes, you know, isn't just, you know, either she's a yoledes, but we don't know yet, or she's a, you know, mapila, and we don't know yet. Right now, she's a muberes. You know, that's what I mean. So, hacha im kishihi muberes eina ruuya liyibum, right? She'im ba'al elokan. Now, ba'al elokan is tricky here, because it's also true of chayve laban v'yaseishim ba'al ulokan. Right? So basically what Ramban is telling us also, which is just fascinating, is what, Sam? Ezra? That what? Well, certainly there is some sort of a hard suffix for sure, but he's telling us that there are two levels of Imbal
Le'alokana.
Kinyan
Mixas. What? Can you mean Kinyan Mixas? Like,
I don't know about Kinyan Mixas, but what he's, in one case he's saying, like, you know, this is like Mufka. I'll explain what I mean in a minute. Like, the other one doesn't work, but this one, like, fundamentally doesn't work. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. I keep going, and then it gets worse before it gets better, but it's really better, never really worse. You know, but you'll see what I mean. Go ahead.
Im
Kain.
Yeah, Im Kain,
Eishes Ach Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah Hi. Whoa, whoa. So saying Eishes Ach Shalom Mitzvah Hi explains, you know, why this is worse. But remember, it can turn in a minute, because if she doesn't give birth, and we're talking about a case where she doesn't give birth, right? We're trying to figure out whether you know, chalitza muberes, shma chalitza, is a case where she doesn't give birth.
So that's why you need hard suffix. Exactly.
So it turns out we're talking about Reish Lakish, fine. But for Reish Lakish, it's a case where she's going to need chalitza or yibum. So the Eishes Ach shelo b'makom mitzvah is not, you know, it's not staying. Is it even there temporarily? Really? Ulechalitza nami lo chazi. Is it really there even temporarily? Looks like Mark wants to jump in. For the Ramban in particular, but not just for the Ramban.
Wait,
this goes back to, before you answer, you know, again, when we talked about it in the Hutra Dechuya context. Actually, I see in the Hirsch, the Ramban, he makes this Ha'ara as well, which I think is good. I'm glad he did. What's the Ha'ara to make? Eitan? Does the Ramban really think that this is Eishes Ach Shelo B'Makom Mitzvah? Literally, like in the way that, you know, people thought that the Rajba, notice I said people thought that the Rajba meant it on Daf Chaf, like some of the Achronim, or the way that the Parashas Drachim, you know, is Mistapek in Aseh Valav. Does he really think that is there an Isra of Eishes Ach or not? Now, it's what will happen. Yeah.
I mean, well, he held Hutra Mishas Misa in
the correct before, so. And that you can't have a Isra Eishes Ach, which is Kozer Lehetter. Who said that? Ramban himself. And in this context, this is one of the Rambans. Why do we read, not this Ramban, but the previous Ramban? Is it the previous one? Yeah. Why do we read this earlier in the year? Because we're talking about Hutra and Dechuya. Bali Tosis asked the question, I'll just read it from the Ramban, but it's Tosis' question. Bim Tomer L'Reish Lakish Tiksi Sefer D'Masisin. Diktoni Yemena Vlad Shol Kayama Yikayim. Right? What does that mean? Meaning, if it turns out that she needs Yibum and Chalitza, right? Even though, according to Reish Lakish, Yibum, Muberes, Lo Shma Yibum, and also, that's what we're discussing, also Chalitza, right? So the question, Umashma Ptura Min HaKorban. Even though she'll end up needing Yibum because the Vlad is not Kayama, am I Ptura Min HaKorban? Eish asaf shelo b'makom mitzvah hi. I'm reading from the Ramban, right? This is the question that the Bali Tosis discussed. Like, they were a little bit, you know, frazzled by it. Well, they should be frazzled by it because they're dechuya. If you're a dechuya person, this is a very strong question. And even though the Bali Tosis say, it's like kata, you know, whatever, like, you know, even they have to, whatever. So we, if you remember, v'yesh toin v'yomrim, like the Ramban in the end of the piece, d'lerei shlokish v'adechayev b'korban. And then it says v'lad milsahi. But there is a dea out there, which the Ramban thinks are yesh toin, which is that there'll be a korban, meaning there'll be an iser eshesach and a korban, and then tomorrow, you know, there'll be a chi of yibum.
Wow.
But the Ramban himself answers this question with much more ease than the Bali Tosos, because for him, you know, this is not a question. Lav kushahi. The afa pi she'ein shma. Go ahead, you have it, David. Afa pi she'ein shma bia lepatra. So is this really an Yisra Eshazach? In the previous piece he's saying clearly, no. Because if it was, then according to Reish Lakish, should bring a korban, and he doesn't think that there's a korban, and he thinks that the yesh toim are toim. So what does he mean here when he says, "Aval hacha im kishimu beres einaru yaliyibum shimbala lo kana"? That's already tamua, because that's what he said about Asay Balab, which he just characterizes as you know, a davar achar goren, right? And where there is chalitza b'liyibum. Again, in the Hirschler, is Rav Hirschler himself did it, or somebody else? I guess Rav Shmuel Dykman gave him the credit. Oh, but Rav Hirschler was the general editor. He did a lot of the earlier ones. So he just writes, "Ain kavanas Rabbeinu d'leman d'amar bia muberes ain bia haba ala iser eishasach." And I think he's right in the analysis. I was going to say this even without his sahara. Kavanas Rabbeinu d'im hu din b'hilchas yibum d'lo hava bia as gam chalitza lo hava ma'ashen kan chay v'lavin v'asei einza b'hilchas yibum ma'ashasurim l'isyabi. Meaning, and this I think is the point, meaning for the Ramban, we're dealing with, you know, something, you know, again, are you going to say there's no Zika here? I mean, there's no Zika for that, and that's why there's no Chalitza here? Can't say that, because if she ends up, you know, when she ends up not having child, there's a Chiyuv Yibum and Chalitza. So the Zika doesn't go away and come back again. That's the whole point of the Ramban. So here we have a case where there is a Zika, right, mitchila v'yadzov, but there's an iser yibum, and according to that, according to the Ramban, this iser yibum torpedoes also chalitza. But anasei in alav, where there's zika, there is chalitza. So that's called iser mishum davar acher, and this is called, problematically, right, an iser of eshes achiv shaloba mokom mitzvah, which we know from the very previous Tokedei Dibur, you know, piece of the Ramban, he doesn't mean. So what's he really saying? So I think he's saying half of it, which is the problem of asay and lav, according to the Ramban here, even though it is an ishus asay v'lav, I was suggesting maybe you could be mechalek between ishus ones or different types of even erva ones. Okay. But what the Ramban is saying, yes, ase velos ase, is Mishum Davar Acher. I mean, it's not a Yibum problem. Right? Here, there's a Zika. Put it this way. When there's an Isur Mishum Davar Acher, even if it's Im Yibem Lo Kana, that doesn't mean there isn't a Maisa Yibum. Or it doesn't mean that right now there's no Chi of Yibum. There's a Chi of Yibum, there's a Maisa Yibum. It's just the rules of Ein Aseh Dochalos Aseh V'Aseh, you know, prevent the Kinyan Yibum from taking place. So you have a Maisa Yibum, Bli Kinyan Yibum, we'll call it that. Or if you want to say, there's no Maisa Yibum, but he's not Mufka from the Chi of Yibum. It's just this artificial, you know, obstacle torpedoes you, it undermines you. However, in the case of Uberes, again, it's not a suffake. It's a hard suffake. She's a Uberes. That's like a status. There is a Zika, but right now she's Mufka Meibum. Until that gets clarified, according to Reish Lakish, she's Mufka Meibum. Now, if she's Misya Bemes, there's no Kenyan fundamentally, not because of the... There's no Chi of Yibum right now. There's a Zika Yibum, but there's no chalos or shame or maisa, whatever you want to call it, right? Because all we know, you know, is that there's an Eishes Achiv, and we're not sure about the mitzvah part. And it isn't a soft suffix, it's a hard suffix. So there's a shame Eishes Ach, even though there's no Iser Eishes Ach. If it was an Iser Eishes Ach, right, then there would be a korban. So there's no Iser, but there is a shame, and that's Mafkia, the Maisa Yibum. Now, if that's true, so then let's go back for a second to Tznai. It's still a Chiddush, but maybe there's a Pesach now. We now know that unlike the Rajbo, who we're not sure, he needed the Avnei Miluim to say, yeah, he thinks Asay Velav is Iser Mishum Davar Acher. You know, that's not so clear at all. Here, what does the Rajba say, by the way? He says, Mishum Ribuya. I mean, Ramban mentions the Ribuya, but number one, he's more comfortable with Isra Acher Gorn. I wonder, remember that the Ramban on Daf Chaf, I don't want to get it too detailed for the people, but it's not just technical, it goes with what they're saying. If you remember on Daf Chaf, you know, the Ramban, you know, was, you know, I would say the dominant view of the Ramban is you don't even need Rav Gidl as Xeris Kasu. It's a Svara. Right? If there's Zika, there should be Chalitza. Right? So, okay. So, Ase Dochalos Ase V'Ase, and Ase Dochalos Ase V'Ase, that there's Chalitza, either as Midin Rav Gidl, or you don't even need Rav Gidl. So, with Ramban, whichever it is, so he mentions here the Ribuya, but mostly he's saying it's Davar Acher, Goreim. I mean, it's very logical. There's no Zika problem at all. If there's no Zika problem, there can still be an issue if there's no Maisa Yibum or Shem Yibum or Chi of Yibum, you know, etc., says the Ramban. But interesting that the Rajba, who's not so into this, the Svara, he is much more into, oh, you know, we need Rav Gidl. So on Lamed Hey, here he just says, not such a big deal, but he doesn't take the opportunity, even Hasam whom be ribuya dekra, same question. Hasam whom be ribuya dekra deva also yivem to ashaara. Rachman rabbinu lechalitza. Abalacha de mishum nu beres ena ru'uya liyibamu. Imkeneshas akshin obamapa mitzvah hi ulechalitza nami lochazi. By the way, here, that part, of course, is a quote from the Ramban. The only thing that's not a quote from the Ramban is that the Rajba, just either way it's curious, you know, I don't want to make too much of it because we need to move on, but either way it's curious that the Ramban, who is Mr., you know, expansive, you know, Iser Mishum Davar Acher, you know, all of a sudden, where the Ramban, he doesn't want to say it for some reason by Ase Valav explicitly. And the Ramban says it by Ase Valav, you know, even though, you know, he's, you know, not going to say it, you know, even for tonight. But again, the Ribuya Dekra is all that That's actually pretty. But the other point is that imkeneisha sakav shalom mokom mitzvah lechalitza nami lochazi. This idea that you can have not an iser eshesach but a shame eshesach is kind of what I was suggesting for the Rajba and Abchav when he asked the question, you know, about aseh dochalos aseh. You know, when he said, "Look, why don't we learn from here?" Then kol Torah kula we say ein aseh dochalos aseh. This is Eishasach. Right. So again, there was some question, is this like the Parashas Drachim? Is he saying, you know, that whenever Lemaisa, there's no Kinyan Yibum, that there's going to be Eishasach? That's how the Shara Melech and the Achronim took it. Even again, the Parashas Drachim doesn't quote this Rajba. I thought, no, that's not what he means. What he means is, Yibum is a Chiddush, and, you know, to do it, you have to be, even if there's no Iser Eishasach, it's still Eishasach, right? And Eilecha Belechidusha, meaning you got to be scrupulous and super careful, and so on. See, here also, like he's just quoting the Ramban here, but this is a case where if you didn't have the previous Ramban, you know, you would think that what he's saying, there's an Iser Eishasach. Of course, if that would have ruined the whole thing anyway, because if that's what he was saying, no, put it this way, it would have been a boon for the expansion of Eishasach, you know, in the cases of, you know, Lemaisa, there's an obstacle to the Yibum, meaning that extreme, you know. But this is a much more subtle, you know, line to draw, you know, within the relationship of Yibum and Yibum and Chalitza, meaning where there is a Zika, there's no Iser Eishasach, you know. But what we're trying to say is there are different obstacles even within Yibem Velokana, there are different levels. And therefore calling some things, you know, Isarach or Garam Lo, and other things, well, this is a fundamental Hafgas Yibum, even if it's only, you know, temporary and it isn't an Isarach Shasach, is a very important idea. So I think the Rajba is for sure, he quotes the previous Ramban and he quotes this Ramban. I just think the subtlety about the other part works in nicely with it. Now, having said that, let me just add one point, and this will complete for today, and that is going back to the Tanai point of the Ramban, because that troubled us a lot. It troubled the Rajba, right? Why not say Tanai is Davar Achar Gorim Lo? Yeah.
So the Rajba, should the Rajba itself at the end suggest that why you can really go against the Rajba and say that really Tanai is worse than Chavilat Vasei,
because right, exactly. Exactly. So that's what I want to say. In other words, what Ramban really is saying is the case of Eishasish, it's a little bit different, right? But in the case of Eishasish, there's also a Hafkaas Yibum. Not Hafkaas Chiyub Yibum, but there, if you were to do the Maisabia, right, it would turn out, everything would end up, you know, unraveling. Right, the world would be revised. Right, Abraham, you know, would remain married to Sarah, which means that Sarah never got married to Reuven, and now she's not, you know, being misyavemes to Shimon. Right, if we remember the whole Eishasach, so it's true that the obstacle parts, the Ramban is very clear about being a Tznai B'Alma and there's no Shem Erba. But it's not Ola Li'ibum, because if you were to do the, again, that's an open question, if you were to do the Yibum, it wouldn't just be a Yibum She'ina Kona. It wouldn't be a Yibum. It really wouldn't be a Yibum, because it would be totally Shaloba Makom Mitzvah. So it's true, you could be Mechalik, but in both in one case, you have a shame Eishasach, who's not a shame Yavam at the moment because of the hard suffix, you know, and therefore it's not Kona in this case, not as a, you know, restriction in a Yibum that didn't work. It's just not a Yibum at this point. And the other case, it's not a Yibum because, you know, even though the obstacle is less of a problem, the obstacle isn't Eishasach, unresolved. The obstacle, you know, is fine. But the Maisa Yibum would, if you were to do it, it wouldn't be Kana because it's even more of a Hafka Mi Yibum. It's not Yibum. So that is part of called, oh, is there Zika? Sure, in both cases there's Zika. In both cases, there is no Maisa Yibum, and therefore there's no Chalitza. You know, that constitutes its foil, if you will. Okay?
So is the Ramban weighing there whether Kolshein Olah depends on the actual implementation of Yibum versus her status as a Nefila?
So again, that's why I'm saying, I still think it's like, if I didn't, but let me turn it into a positive if I can, but honestly, like, why is the Ramban Sarech Talmud on that base of an hour? You know, so good, he comes down where he comes down, but why Tzarech Talmud? Because there's still that difference between this case where there's no Chiyuv and there's no candidate at the moment, where all there is Eishasach, not Yisrael Eishasach, but Shem Eishasach. That's not true in the case of Grusha. So the Tzarech Talmud is, let's say the problem is not in the candidacy. You know, let's say the problem is in, you know, Im Yibem Lo Kana, because it won't be Yibum. Not that it'll be a Yibum, you know, which is for reasons of, you know, Davarach or Gorimlo, not Kohen. Advarim Srichim Talmud. Venira or Mistabra, is that out of a Chumrah, or, you know, that's what he thinks, but like, you could see the, like, the wheels turning, like, you know, where to draw the line. Okay, I'm sorry, I went way over time on both things. Tomorrow we'll do a little Ashkafa, I think. I want to finish up what I was talking about in Amos, and if I can, I'll do some other stuff on the upcoming Chag HaMatzos. Tuesday, Thursday, regular. And Tuesday night, I'm trying to plan on giving an outside chair. So if you can send that out, I'll put it out.